From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. UAB Hospital has just established the first uterus transplant program in the Southeast. It offers women with uterine factor infertility another option for having children. UAB is one of four institutions in the U.S. to offer the procedure and the first to offer it outside of a clinical trial. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
The idea of transplanting a uterus is fairly new. Doctors in Sweden did it first in 2014. Surgeon Dr. Paige Porritt is leading UAB's new program. Initially, she wasn't so sure about the procedure.
I was not a big fan of the idea or the concept of uterus transplantation when I was first introduced to it.
Unlike a heart or kidney transplant, a uterus transplant is not life or death. But Porritt says the potential impact is significant.
It was after I began to be introduced to the community that this transplant can serve that I began to change my mind.
Women like Jennifer Gobrek. She gave birth to her son Benjamin about a year ago.
He's got four teeth. He's almost crawling. He likes to roll a lot.
Gobrek was born without a uterus. It's a condition that affects about 1 in 4,500 women. She also considered surrogacy, but says that can be complicated. Gobrek was excited to try the transplant, not only to get pregnant, but to help pave the way for other women.
The part that kind of attracted me was the medical advancement. There was a lot of research to this, which was part of my passion.
The transplant process takes years. It involves several surgeries, anti-rejection drugs, and in vitro fertilization. And it's temporary. After a woman has given birth once or twice, the transplanted uterus is removed. So far, there have been around 80 uterine transplants worldwide. More than 20 have resulted in live births. UAB doctors hope to complete their first transplant by summer of 2021. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
We want to note, UAB holds WBHM's broadcast license, but our news and business departments operate independently.